Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you as we get a little bit closer to Friday morning. I don't care where you at, what you're doing, I'm glad that you're here. Much love to everybody making this country run. Shout outs to people running to work. Much love to people running away from work. People just hanging out. If you hanging out, hang out with me. The other people on these other radio stations, they garbage. I said it, I don't care. How would I know? I'm here doing my thing. But I just said it because I feel like it. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. That means I've been here for 2 hours already. That means this is halftime of the show. And we've gone through a lot. We've talked about the ratings, the record low ratings for Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Well, look, ratings are just terrible all over the place because people are watching TikTok and Netflix and I don't know what people are doing. They're on the internet. Anyway, Sean Casey is the new hitting coach of the New York Yankees. He was introduced. We talked about James Harden. James Harden wants to switch teams again. He can't make up his mind. I wish he would just disappear. We talked about flopping. The NBA is now going to hand out technical fouls to players who just go out there and have been found to flop. The team is going to get, well, the opposition is going to get a free throw, and they can go on with their lives. I think it's going to work. Expect a lot of complaining players. Expect a lot of flopping calls called early on, and it's something that we'll have to get used to start off the NBA season. I would expect it to take a couple of months before things kind of get back to normal. Possibly. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. And if you want to listen to the show, I don't know how you're listening, but you got a lot of ways. The free Odyssey app. Thank you to people on their local affiliate, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. As we continue on with the show, since I mentioned flopping on the other side of the break, I wanted to make you aware that Messi has finally arrived to the United States of America as everybody awaits his debut for Inter Miami. I want to talk to you about another international superstar. He actually plays in Los Angeles. No, it's not LeBron James. It's Shohei Ohtani. Well, he plays in Anaheim. Close enough. Not really. We're going to talk about Ohtani and get into LeBron, and there's just more to do. We have some callers here on the line. They've been waiting patiently. I want to get them on the lines, and then we're going to talk about Messi. We got a great one here in the United States of America, and it ain't Wayne Gretzky. Aaron is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love the show. One of the few radio shows I like to listen to as opposed to a podcast. I wanted to respond just to what you were talking about flopping before the break, and I 1,000% agree. It's going to take some getting used to all around, but I do believe everything you were saying. I think it's going to be good for the game. It's going to be good as a viewer. And I think we have a recent example of this, right? Was it last season or season before last where they instituted the rule change with those different fouls that guys like CP3 and James Harden and Trae Young were really making a lot of money off of? And we saw it was rough at first, you know. Harden had to figure it out, Trae had to figure it out, and they did. And now nobody's even really talking about it that I'm aware of. And I think the game was better off for it. So I'm really looking forward to that. And as a longtime Warriors fan since the late 90s, you know, I wasn't expecting them to get very far in the playoffs this year. So, you know, I wasn't super surprised. But for sure, it was hard to see some of those calls not go our way. I'm not saying that they lost because of the calls or anything like that. Lakers were a great team, but that was tough to swallow. And then I'll also be glad for Jeff Van Gundy, although I guess he's not with ESPN no more, so we'll see. But I'll be glad to not have to hear him complain about it, man.
he was fun to watch. And Jeff Van Gundy, we'll see if he ends up back on the sidelines as an assistant or top assistant somewhere else. Aaron, thank you for calling from Sactown.
Definitely. You're welcome. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, you talk about some of the foul calls. James Harden going to the basket, whipping his neck back. I'm like, man, how far? It's like he's running in reverse. How far are you going to throw your neck back to get a foul call? Guys going to the basket and flailing their arms up in the air. It's so common to see in an NBA game. These are the type of things you don't see out on the street. I don't see this in LA Fitness. I don't see it on the physical, literal street. Man, you're going to go to the basket and just throw your arms up in the air? You might get punched for real the next time. Like, don't test it at all. John is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR, first off, I want to say thank you for saying you appreciate those out there running the country, working hard. UPS Teamster here, you know, like, we're fighting a good fight right now. We're looking for a contract. So, like, this is going to be interesting on that end. So I appreciate you on that.
So at UPS, are you working in, like, the facility? Are you running a truck? What you doing?
I deliver. I'm one of those out there on the streets delivering every day and making sure people get their packages, man. And
now,
it's a great job.
In a general sense, out of curiosity, most people are gracious and thankful about the packages. I mean, you hear some horror stories sometimes about that.
Oh, yeah. No, like, fun story I delivered. I delivered two love seats one day. They were up the middle of my truck. I couldn't move unless I got those off my truck. So I delivered both couches that day. And the guy was mad. He was upset. He's like, I ordered a table, too. Where's the table? I said, you know, unfortunately, it's not on my truck right now. But, like, this was in the middle of COVID. And I was like, you know, we're backed up. We're doing everything we can. I got the two couches. They're here. You know, hopefully the table comes tomorrow. Right now, we're working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're doing everything we can to get you guys what you need. And the guy, he kind of, it came to realization at that point with him. Like, he was like, yeah, all right, you know, I understand, you know, appreciate it. And it kind of de-escalated the situation. But, like,
how the hell can you, who moves two love seats on UP? How did you got a dolly? How are you moving this?
Oh, yeah. No, we have a dolly that has an extendable arm and everything else. And you can kind of load it up and get it to the door in that aspect.
Are you getting a tip? Do people tip you for this?
We don't look for tips. we don't look or expect for tips. We're well paid for our job and everything else like that.
You don't look or expect, but if a guy is bringing something, how much is a love seat? It's 150, 200 pounds plus pounds?
Our weight limit's about 150 pounds. So, like, anything over 150, we can't deliver. But 150 is our weight limit, yeah.
If somebody's dragging 150 pounds up, I don't care if it's three steps, 4 steps, 5 steps, 6 steps. Man, you should get a 10 or a 20 or something, or 5, I don't know, something. But anyway.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys supporting us. Like, the thing is like, it's what it's about. And I called, the reason I called was because I'm all about sports. I listen to sports talk all day while delivering and everything else. That's what I love. Like, it gets me through my day, everything else. And right. You doing what you do, I appreciate it as well. And I wanted to tell you, like, when you talked about the All-Star game and everything else, like, the crazy thing was, I was sitting there Tuesday night, my 10-year-old son, me and him, he wanted to watch the All-Star game.
Oh, that's
cool. It blew my mind. It blew my mind.
Because he's 10.
Yes, 10 years old. It blew my mind. He had to call his friend. They were talking on the phone. They were talking while watching the game. And they were listening to the players talking while playing the game. And that right there, the interactiveness, like that really helped them connect with the game as well. And they started talking, like, Arenado. Oh, Arenado's the new guy. Like, he is the new it.
He's old.
He has the swagger, everything else, and they both were, like, loving him. And the connection they had with that, it kind of, like, I'm, like, sitting back watching. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, because me, I have never had an interest in the All-Star game. Like, it's been, I'm going to be 36 next month, right?
Right.
So it's, like, one of those things where I had a distance. I'm like, yeah, all right, you know, it's the All-Star game. Yeah, it's another thing. I remember Brandon Inge, all right, in the home run derby, getting 0 home runs.
Yeah,
I'm a Detroit sports fan, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's it. But, like, he's sitting back here. He's watching it. And he's starting to get connections with all these young superstars and seeing
good,
the swagger
man.
And seeing them doing this thing. And
what else?
He's enjoying
what else is
it.
What does he typically enjoy doing? What is he into, video games or sports?
Oh, he's into both.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The amazing thing. He enjoys both.
You said he's 10 years old?
10 years old.
Yeah, wait until he hits puberty and things will change. He'll be interested in other things.
Yes, sir.
Sooner than
later. I gotta prepare myself for that, all right?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, be careful, John. Hey, listen, man, good luck to you and your boy, okay?
Thank you very much, J.R. You have a good night.
No doubt. Thank you, John, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, he's 10 years old, and he's talking about Nolan Arenado right now, but give him a few years. He's going to be talking about some other things. Not things. Things. Plural. Multiple. Things. Otto is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Otto?
Hey, Jay, I hope you're doing well. I like the new basketball rule on flopping, and I'd like to see him go a little harder on bitching and start giving more tees.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot of complaining in the game. You got guys like Luka Doncic don't know when to stop, or Draymond Green doesn't know when to stop, and I hear you.
And all the superstars, I think, do it. I mean, LeBron does it. Kevin Durant, not too much, but you're right about Doncic. It's repulsive.
Yeah,
here's the other thing, JR.
Yes.
They'll stay down there bitching on offense, and they're not hustling down defense.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of crazy. Even Jason Kidd has been very vocal about Luka Doncic and his nonstop chatting with the officials about what has taken place instead of going to play defense. It's not like Luka Doncic is going to run down and play defense anyway, but when he's spending most of his time accosting the officials, it definitely ain't going to happen. Hey, Otto, thank you, man.
Man, take care. Bye.
No doubt about it. Damn, this guy, Myles Garrett is out here. He's still double pumping dunks at Cavalier Summer League. Myles Garrett can just go play anything. He should talk to Zion about a diet because he big as hell and he dunking too. Hey, Shep, what do you think Zion Williamson had for dinner tonight?
It doesn't start with a B or a V or a gree. And by that, I mean greens, vegetables, or broccoli.
I was going to say bacon. Zion maybe has some bacon.
Look.
Bacon and pancakes.
Jared, you heard the recent sound clip from Griff last couple days?
Oh, he said that people make this stuff up about him, and it's he's a hot topic.
See, David Griffin is, and you've probably interacted with him.
I've met him. Yes,
he's
nice
one of
guy.
The nicest people.
Yes, very nice.
In
guy.
The business, there's no denying that.
Yeah, the problem is,
he's too nice.
Oh.
They're all too nice when
to
it comes
Zion?
To Zion Williamson. Yes.
What are they supposed to do? Call him a fat ass?
Yes. Yes. You're supposed to say Zion.
You can't say that.
You are. Wait. What you can say is he has not lived up to the incredible talent. The once-in-a-lifetime body
right.
that he was given, the explosiveness, JR, when he is playing and he's on the court, he is unstoppable.
He is.
And there's nobody, including C.J. McCollum, that's willing to say privately or publicly,
"You're a fat ass.
Zion, you got to do better." Like this, for Griff to say the relationship has never been better, that's just BS. That's just BS. But Zion internalizes as, you know what? I am Teflon. I'm untouchable. I can do whatever I want with this franchise.
If you call somebody a fat ass in a work environment, isn't that grounds for termination?
Well, JR, there's ways to go about it, right? You can say you are acting incredibly
like
lazy
ass.
And you're being unprofessional, Zion's a smart guy.
What happens if I walk down a hallway
right.
in New York, right?
Right.
And I call somebody a fat ass, like, I get a warning or something, right? I get a warning and a suspension.
I think there's liberties on radio, because I think a lot of people would chalk it up.
No,
a
I ain't
stick.
Talking about radio.
Oh, you're talking.
I'm
off
just talking
the air.
About like one of our coworkers. Like I'm just walking through the office area. I go, "Hey, you're a fat ass." Like, I'm getting suspended, right?
It depends on the relationship you have with that person.
Oh,
see, I think if there's someone that you may not know. Yeah, that's going to be highly offensive. But for example, for me,
uh-oh.
Like if you were to say, in all seriousness, JR, like if you were to say to me, "Hey, dude, you're putting on a little pounds in that stomach of yours," like, you know, I'm seeing that
whoa.
Stomach go over the belt a little bit. Like I would take that to heart. Like I wouldn't right. go to management. I wouldn't go to, you know, those in HR and say, "JR said this to me." No, I would take it to heart. And I would say JR has my best interest at heart.
But I can't go over to one of the news people and like the news station and be like, "Hey, you're fat." No, that's bad. Right.
You mean like a Wins or something like that?
They
don't follow sports, so they may not know who you are. I think you're a name in this business, I think if you have a reputation, which you obviously have done at this point, I think you have, like, I think Boomer Esiason, for example, he's the most powerful person in this building. And everyone knows who Boomer Esiason is.
Can I call him a fat ass?
I would not recommend that. Like,
"Hey, Boomer, you're a fat ass."
Like, there's certain things.
I don't care.
Even when Craig Carton was here, there's certain things those guys can say. And people know Craig Carton, obviously, because he's on FS1, so he's a national figure now. There are certain things those guys can say that most people could not get away with.
Oh, just walking down a hallway, looking at a kid and just, "Hey, you can't do that."
I'm not saying they would. I'm just saying there's certain things they can say that other people couldn't get away with. I can tell you.
Where's HR at?
So
somewhere.
Yeah, but you, the way you think, because obviously you've been here enough in person in New York, obviously. Like, you always say things with a smile, so you know it's not malicious intent. Yeah.
What, I've never said nothing. I'm not calling nobody no fat ass with a smile.
No, what I'm saying is when you do say things to people, you're always very, very upbeat. And so I don't think anyone is going to take it, you know, to heart that you're saying something malicious or malintent.
So I'm going to stay in Georgia and mind my business.
Yeah. Well, you're better off in the winters.
You sensitive people in, in New York.
But JR, just very quickly, but you know, Zion's going to turn into James Harden at some point for his career, where he is going to dramatically underachieve. And Harden, to his credit, has at least been consistent and successful in the regular season to a large degree, something Zion has not been able to do. But it does seem like these individuals that are the bosses, that these guys that are supposedly in charge, they let these NBA superstars, and it's all sports, but it does seem like the NBA, given the severity and the gravity and the guaranteed of contracts, NBA players are given so much liberty that they take full advantage of it. Now, there's the Tim Duncans of the world, the Nikola Jokic's, the Giannis Antetokounmpo's that don't take advantage of that based on their upbringing, based on their culture. But it does seem like certain individuals ride it to a T. Zion Williamson is someone that has been enabled his entire life, and it's not getting any better anytime soon.
NBA players shouldn't have pancakes and Waffle House for dinner, okay?
That's a good point.
Save that for everybody else. Zion probably had bacon, eggs. He went to Denny's. Let's see, what else is
IHOP.
I was going to say, what else is open at this time of night?
IHOP.
Zion knows what else is open at this time of night, and it's probably what got him into some of the trouble he's into anyway. It's a Shep. It's not IHOP, okay?
As soon as I said that and you didn't respond to IHOP, I knew exactly what you were alluding to, yes.
Yeah, there's other things open late at night besides IHOP and Waffle House, and Zion needs to stay away from those things, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Messi is in the United States of America. Who volunteers to take Messi to Waffle House? Somebody got to take him to Waffle House. Somebody, what's American? Chef, what's something very American for Messi to do? Does he got to learn how to shoot a gun?
No, we talked about this last week. Applebee's. Anyone there?
You want to take...
that's American, JR.
Hey, Messi has to go to Applebee's. We're going to talk about Messi on the other side. People are very excited. Let's get Messi to Applebee's. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10 or 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This is a huge deal, people. A gigantic deal. Arguably, the most popular athlete on planet Earth is in the United States of America. And he's not just in or visiting the United States of America. It looks like he's going to ply his trade the rest of his career here in the United States of America. It's Lionel Messi. The legend. Used to call this guy a flea, and now you can just call this guy, and I hate this stupid phrase, but people are calling him the GOAT. Barcelona, PSG, Argentine national team, World Cup. He finally won one. Now people can leave him alone. Well, you didn't do it. Diego Maradona got one. You don't have one. Well, now he has one. And now he's going to be playing for Inter Miami. This is a huge deal for MLS. Huge deal. Inter Miami just got here in 2018. Another legendary soccer player, footballer, and David Beckham is the owner and president of the club. And Messi is going to make money from Apple. And he's going to make money from clothing and football team. He's making money. And this is a big deal. Messi got off of a plane in Fort Lauderdale a couple of days ago. And this was breaking news down in Miami on CBS. Messi getting off of an airplane was breaking news. Take a listen to this.
And we are following breaking news that should bring a smile to soccer fans. Lionel Messi has arrived in South Florida.
I think even non-soccer fans are excited about this. This is big. After all, he is the biggest sports name in the world, and Inter Miami CF has got him. CBS News Miami's Trish Christakis is live at Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale with all the breaking details that happened this afternoon. Trish.
Hey, guys. Well, have we seen Messi at the stadium? No, but there is a group of people hoping to maybe get a glimpse throughout the rest of the day, but we can confirm he is here. He's in Miami. His plane touched down about 1 p.m. this afternoon. Let's take a look at that video. Here it is right out of Florida, or Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport. Our crews were there that landed about 1 p.m. today. Now, Inter Miami is expected to formally announce his arrival in just a few days, but like we just said, we can confirm he is here.
Oh God, he's here. What happens if you see him? Do you do you start crying? Is if you touch his shorts, is it like Jesus? Are you healed? Like, what happens if you lay your eyes on Messi? I have no idea. I'll probably go see Messi in a couple of weeks up in New York. But I mean, what happens when you see Messi? Listen. people have their own desires and interests. I can't wait to see Messi. I'd love to see what he does just for MLS. Is he going to light it up at 35 years old? He's not coming over for like a retirement tour. He's coming over to live the good life. What else is there for Messi to do? And before we went to break, we talked about Messi. And I said, now that Messi is in America, what does Messi need to be introduced to? He's a worldly man. He's from Argentina. He played in Barcelona, out in Spain. He just spent some time, didn't sound like enjoyable time, out in France with PSG. He's been all over the world. Has this sponsorship deal in the Middle East. He's just making money everywhere. But Messi's going to be living in Miami now. Messi is going to be all over the United States of America playing football. What is the most American thing? This is a question I have to you. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What's the most American thing that Messi can do as a welcome? I said he should go to Waffle House. It's not going to happen. Shep said, hell, he can go to Applebee's. Not going to happen. If I see Messi, if I see a photo of Messi in Applebee's, I am going to fall the hell out. I'm going to be on the floor. You will have to scrape me off of the floor. And I know my ribs, you're going to have to check my ribs because they will implode. Okay? My innards will implode. What is the most American thing that Messi needs to do now that he's in the United States of America? They're having an entire unveiling for Messi this upcoming Sunday. An entire unveiling. It's not a press conference. It's an unveiling because Messi is like a statue. He's like a gift from God. He needs to be unveiled. And then about a week from now, Messi is going to make his debut next Friday night. That is the plan up until now. I got the phone lines open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Messi, you heard it. Miami said it's breaking news. Messi is in America. He's going to be playing football soon. What is the most American thing that Messi needs to do? Your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call me with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lionel Messi arriving in Fort Lauderdale, arriving in Southern Florida, arriving in Miami. It was breaking news earlier this week down in Miami. I just played you the audio on the other side of the break. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Anyway, we got some more breaking news that I'll share with you in a little while. It's not that serious. It's still breaking. It's Phil Rivers, or Philip Rivers. He's having another kid. We'll talk about that. I don't know what number he's up to. I actually do, but at this rate, Philip Rivers is going to have his own football team. We'll talk about that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. I got a simple question. Now that Lionel Messi, international global superstar, is in the United States of America, what is the most American thing that he needs to do? Does he need to go to Waffle House? Could you see Messi in Waffle House? Nope. I could see him saying in Spanish, like, what is this crap? What is this? Smothered was smothered with what? Applebee's. Can you see Messi in Applebee's? Nope. Is Messi going to get a gun license? What is he going to do here? It's America. What is he doing? He's going to the White House? Is Messi going to the White House? They're going to have to wake up the president for a few minutes, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is calling from Connecticut. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man? Big fan. Listening to your show all the time.
Thanks.
I'll get right to the point. I think the most American thing he could do is date a Kardashian.
Uh-oh. Why, because he's an athlete?
I know it wouldn't be the best thing for him, but it seems that, you know, all the big sports guys do it, whether it's one of the sisters or whatnot. So, hey.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think. If Messi was black, I think he'd be in. I think he'd be a shoe-in, but I think he missed that one. But you got a good point there, Dan.
Okay.
Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Thanks, JR. Have a good one.
No doubt about it. I think they made a joke about one of the Kardashian sisters on the ESPYs last night. I think it was Kendall. I think it is Kendall Jenner. I think she has dated, I could be wrong, I think Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, and like three other NBA players. What a world, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alabama and talk to Adam. Hey, Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's the most American thing that Messi can do?
Hey, what's up, JR? How's it going? I think definitely the most American thing Messi could probably do would be go to the Buc-ee's.
Messi to go to what?
Go to the Buc-ee's. You ever heard of it? The old
gas have station. I heard of it? Man, I'm in Atlanta. I go to Buc-ee's off of 20, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
You want him to go shot? What do you want him to buy, nuts out of Buc-ee's?
He'll walk in there and see them cutting that brisket. He'll say, dang, that's pretty American right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Does most of America know about Buc-ee's? Probably not, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty southeast.
Yes, it is. It's here for us. Describe if I describe Buc-ee's, I'll do a terrible job because I don't want to go in there because there's too many people. Describe Buc-ee's for all of us.
I'd say probably the biggest Walmart supercenter you've ever seen with pumps from front to back. You know.
Yeah, it's like a gas station Walmart in the middle of the road in the country, and there's like a million people buying everything.
Yeah, it's wild. They just pop up out of nowhere, and there just happens to be, you know, 1,000 people in there from sunup to sundown.
Yeah, there'll be a Buc-ee's in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I drive by. I don't want to go anywhere where there's people, Adam. If Messi goes to Buc-ee's, the world is going to explode, Adam.
No, I agree, definitely.
I think he'll be some other places. I don't think he'll be on those type of road trips. Hey, Adam, thank you for calling from Alabama, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
You as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR, my dude? Love the show.
Thanks.
The one thing I can say, as much as I hate this baseball team, is to go to a Yankees game and eat a hot dog.
That is the most American thing that Messi can do?
Why not?
Eat a hot dog in the Bronx?
Right? It's America's pastime. Throw in a slice of apple pie, too, if he wants.
Oh, my God. That's probably too much sugar for Messi.
He'll work it off.
Imagine you went to he's from Argentina. Imagine you go to Argentina and Messi wants to take you out and he serves you a processed thing of meat.
I'd be down if it was some tapas or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it won't be processed. I'm sure the tapas is going to be fresh meat. You want to give him a hot dog?
Sure, Nathan. Why not? They just had Joey Chestnuts.
Oh, my God.
On America's birthday.
I think Messi would be repulsed.
He might be, but you got to do it, right?
Have you ever been to another country and you ate the food and it tore your stomach up?
Yeah, I was stationed in England for 2 years. It was garbage.
Oh, well, the English? So let's take our pick. Do you want to insult English food or do you want me to do it?
I mean, they got the mad cow over there.
Oh, my God. All right, Dave.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, David. Dave is talking about mad cow disease. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I don't care if it sounds anti-American. I could care less. I'm sure some dumbass will send me an email. Look, the best steak that I've ever had in my life wasn't in America. The best steak I've ever had in my life was actually in London. Not none of the mad cow disease. The best steak I ever had in my life was at a Spanish restaurant. Yeah, Spain, Spanish. It was a Spanish restaurant in London. It was because everything was fresh. The meat was fresh. The seasonings were fresh. It didn't get packaged and shipped on a plane. It didn't, they didn't stuff my cow full of steroids and corn. My cow was eating good, living a good life. And then they brought it to my plate, and it was delicious. Sorry, Shep. My apologies. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is here from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Spanish restaurant in Spain.
I don't want to listen to myself. What the hell are you doing? What a terrible caller that guy is. It's Radio 101. I want to hear myself. I got to talk for 4 hours. I don't pick the phone up. Do you pick the phone up at home and listen to yourself? Answer is no. That's terrible etiquette. Imagine, and I don't know who has an answering machine, maybe on your cell phone. Imagine listening to your own answering machine all day long while you're trying to talk to somebody else. It's terrible for us. Mike is calling from Miami. Hey, maybe he can take Messi to South Beach. Very American, I guess. Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. I'm a reporter in Miami, and I cover Inter Miami. And Messi tonight was at a grocery store, the Publix here, buying groceries, just walking down the aisle and getting cereal for his kids.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The most American thing that Messi has done was go to Publix.
He went to Publix tonight. He lives in Sunny Isle.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Lionel Messi poses for selfies at Publix supermarket in Miami. Oh, my God.
He was there tonight. We haven't seen him yet because he was at Inter Miami's training facility yesterday getting his physical. So we have yet to him, yet to see him.
Wait, hold on, Mike. Well, thank you for calling from Miami, Mike, first of all. And now I'm reading. Well, Mike, tell everybody where they can follow you, first of all, so they can keep up with Messi and your coverage. Tell them.
Well, my Twitter handle is MDPasquale7, so it's MDIPASQUALE7.
Okay. Thank you for spelling it. I was going to say nobody is going to be able to find that. I will follow you. And I'm reading this story right now, and thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. I would have thought you were being a jerk. Messi, he looked like an almost average Joe as he pushed a shopping cart up and down the aisles while dressed in a T-shirt and shorts with nothing but a pair of sliders on his feet. Messi was really in a Publix in Miami. Oh, my God.
This is just starting, JR. Mania. Sunday, they're going to be unveiling at Dry Pink Stadium, home of Inter Miami. And they're saying that Shakira and Bad Bunny may provide the musical performance.
That's why they're calling this an unveiling and not a press conference, right?
Yeah, the press conference is going to be Monday with Messi, Beckham, probably Sergio Busquets, his former teammate at Barcelona.
Yes. Yeah.
But Sunday is just an event. Dry Pink Stadium.
Oh,
my. Fireworks, music.
So what? Let me ask you this. He was in Publix. Messi, I'm looking at Messi in Publix. He got a shopping cart in Publix.
He's got Fruit Loops in the cart for his kids. I think some Cheerios.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Cheerios right now, yeah. Yeah, oh my God. So what's next? Where's he going next? Messi's on a Welcome to America tour. He stops by Publix. Where should he go next?
Well, from what I've been told, he's a very normal, down-to-earth guy. He went to an Italian restaurant last night right near our station, and he walked in with his family, and he took pictures with kids. There were people kissing him on the cheek, and he seems to want to embrace this.
Well, you know, when he's down in Argentina, the man can't breathe. He has 5 million people outside of his house. So I guess this has to be enjoyable for him. I was going to say, when is the last time that Messi was able? Has he ever been shopping in his life? Probably not.
You know what, JR? I think the whole thing that with this deal, and because he did not go to Saudi Arabia for all that money, it was to live a normal lifestyle. And for his family to live a normal lifestyle, for his kids to go to a normal grade school and just try to have some sense of normalcy. I mean, those are the things that I have heard. I have yet to ask him those questions, and we will on Monday.
Listen, Mike, Messi signed with Barcelona when he was 13 years old. The last thing he's done is live a normal life. And so, look, we're over here making jokes about the most American thing Messi can do. He can go to Applebee's, see a Yankees game, the man really went to Publix a couple of hours ago. Mike, tell everybody again where they can follow you.
On Twitter, MDPasquale, MDI, PS and Paul, ASQUALE 7. And we're going to be covering Messi from Sunday on.
Listen, big deal. Mike, thank you so much for calling from Miami. Call in anytime, okay?
All right. If I can help you out anytime, feel free to call me.
No doubt about it. Don't hang up, Mike. We're going to talk to you in a second. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. How about that? Messi comes to America. And what is the most American thing he does so far? He goes to Publix in Miami and he buys Fruit Loops for his kids. Tell me that's not American. I'm pretty sure those damn Fruit Loops are all over the house. They were in the cushions. Messi spent $5 million on a couch, and the kids done put these stupid orange crumbs in it already. Welcome to America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. That is actually a cool-ass story. More of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young. It takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back, because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. That's BETUS, where the game begins.